This is when we talk about travel with Deanne Colon from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
And of course, we always accentuate the positive. Every vacation's a great vacation. And sometimes there are problems, though.
There are. You know, people were asking me about some of the things we've seen on the news lately with some of the cruise lines.
Yeah.
And they're asking me about what does insurance cover of that.
Right, right.
Well, first of all, if something drastic happens on that, the cruise line pretty much covers all of that.
Yeah.
But for your trips that you have coming up, let's say a week in Mexico or you know, 10 days in Europe, all travel companies have insurance.
Yeah.
You can purchase, and some credit cards companies have insurance that you can, that if you charge your trip on that, it's covered. But you have to, with the credit card company, you really have to see what is exactly covered.
Yeah.
You know, the insurances that you buy, the one thing is you have, and I'll kind of go through them in order for you, is like the first thing would be cancel before your trip because you get sick or a death in your immediate family.
Yeah.
That gives you a full refund. Depending on what type of insurance, if you buy cash back or vouchers back, you get a full refund for that. As long as it's that is a covered reason, and you get your cash back.
And those things happen, and I'm as thrifty as the next guy.
I know.
And when it comes up to, you know, when it comes to travel insurance, I usually just I don't need that. But you just never know what's going to happen.
Well, here's the thing, and I always tell the younger generation, especially they, you know, we all thought when we were in our 20s and 30s that nothing's going to happen. But if you have grandparents,
sure,
your parents, you know, even your kids, if they get chicken pox or something silly, they can't go.
Your basement floods. Who knows? Anything can happen.
Anything crazy can happen.
Yeah.
So that's what insurance covers for that.
Yeah.
Then the bonus part about the travel insurance, then you have like trip interruption.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say for some reason you're traveling from like Detroit to Atlanta for a connection and you miss your connection. You get up to $100 a day, up to $500 in trip delay. So which that means is if you have to get a hotel, if you have to get meals, if for some reason that flight, you missed your flight due to an airline purpose, not just because you missed your flight,
right?
You would get that. And then the next thing is the medical expenses. And I've had this definitely. Your Blue Cross and all that doesn't work outside the country.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing you want to remember is that I had a client that had some medical emergency in Jamaica and had to fly from Jamaica to Florida in a helicopter, in a medical evac. Up to $25,000 covers that evacuation.
Wow.
So that is a big deal. And he was a young guy. He had a seizure and he had some issues and he wanted to make sure he wasn't just flying home. He wanted to make sure he had medical attention. And then this one, it always cracks me up. There's accidental death. If you should die on your vacation, you get up to $10,000. I don't know if anybody has ever. My feeling is I haven't lost a client yet. Hey, so, you know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Baggage and personal effects. Again, that's if you lose your luggage, if the airline loses your luggage, you get up to $1,000 in personal effects. So these insurances, they cover you for the little things that you may not think of. And it runs about $120, depending on your age. Some cruise lines, obviously, the more expensive your trip is. But think about this. You're spending $10,000 on a vacation for you and your wife.
Yeah.
And then you have, you know, an emergency. $500 to cover that $10,000 is cheap.
That is, absolutely. Yeah, it's worth considering. And like I said, my knee-jerk reaction is always, don't go for it because, you know, nothing's going to happen. But something can happen. That's why you buy insurance.
Well, I'm the same way. And I was going to Paris over Christmas, and they had those funny little things going on in Paris, and I changed my mind, and the kids didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And thank God we had insurance. We did get vouchers back because we canceled for any reason, not just a medical reason. And we got the vouchers, and we're going on a different trip together. But that's where all these little things, like it cost me for the six of us a couple $100s.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm paying for everybody. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, do I want to pay $400 for insurance? No, but thank God I did it.
There you go.
So it's something to think about. I think it's important. Again, if you have older parents, older grandparents, it's an important thing to have.
And not necessarily for every trip, but for that big grand, you know, week
trips,
in Europe or something like that.
If you're flying to Florida and you just want to cover your airline ticket,
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, the big vacations, it's worth thinking about. And folks can talk to you about that when they book their travel through St. Clair Travel, which if they're going to do that, how do they go about it?
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.